This girl's at the bar celebrating her 21st birthday, and she makes out with a guy for hours, the entire night, right? Okay. So he finds her on Facebook and posts on her wall, "So nice meeting you." And they post a little bit of a longer post. Mm-hmm. It was a longer comment. He goes, "Sorry I couldn't give out my phone number. You know, wishing you all the best. I'd like to get to know you better. That kiss was amazing. You know, let's talk on here. I'd like to take this and see how things end up." Mm-hmm. And she posts it, puts him on blast, and says he's a creep.
I think he's a little creepy. I think if he found her, he's obviously took the time and trouble to stalk her down on Facebook for one, which you know, that's okay. Your profile's
out there.
Is it
even stalking at this point? Let's not say stalk her down, because you're putting the creep factor in there.
Right, okay.
He found her on Facebook. Is it stalking anymore?
Okay. And then,
if he found her cousin's second cousin, that's stalking.
But I think just a quick little, "Hey, nice to meet you," kind of thing. Like, here's my cell phone number. I'd like to get to know you more. Kind of just, and be done. That's a little gushy for someone you've just made out with in a bar.
What's gushy about it? He didn't say anything gushy.
Well, he's like, "I think you're an amazing person." How does he know how amazing it is? He's had our tongue down her throat for 2 hours. That doesn't make someone an amazing person. Like, maybe, how does he know that?
Maybe he thinks so.
But how do you get to that conclusion?
Listen, my friend's parents met, and within 3 months, they were married.
3 months.
3 months, and they've been married. Married, though.
Yeah.
And they've been married for 40 years.
All right. But if you meet someone in a bar, you've had a few drinks, obviously you're in a bar and stuff. you start hooking up with this person. A couple of hours later, if you go your own way, you go your separate ways at the end of the night, you don't then go, "Oh, that person was amazing." It doesn't, no.
Maybe he thinks she is. So what is wrong with thinking somebody? You don't know the kind of conversation they had. Maybe she was like, "Oh, I like to travel and build huts for kids in Ethiopia." You don't know what she said to him. Mm. And he's like, what
not
a
much.
Nice,
he's had a tongue down her throat at time.
What's a nice, you know, you can't say anything anymore. You can't appear too interested. You can't appear not interested enough. You can't say too many nice things, because then you're softy. And she, here you are as a chick. You should be at 21 years old, she's at that stage where she still likes to be treated a little bit poorly, because, you know, she can fix him. But when in 10 or 15 years, when she's like, "Hey, I'm tired of making out dudes at the bar," she's gonna want somebody to treat her nice and say all that crap to her on Facebook.
And I'm not saying that he shouldn't send her a message, but just a brief message like, "Hey, it was nice to meet you, seemed like we clicked, here's my cell phone number, you know, if you're around, let's get together." Done. It doesn't need to be a novel.
Why do you have to play into these games, though? He wanted to say these things to her, and God forbid he thinks...
But why not privately? Why?
Because who knows? Maybe he's new to Facebook. You don't know. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Here's this guy that, you're right, that they made out at a bar for hours, but he should assume that she's not into him, that she's just some dumb, drunk, skanky chick who does this all the time, that he should move on. So God forbid the guy's nice and it backfires.
No.
And this is why you always hear dudes treating chicks like jerks, because that's what we all post about, and we're blowing up this guy's spot because he tried to do something. I say, "Hey, I'd like to get to know you better. Thanks for making out with me."
I think there's
and everybody agrees with me on our Facebook page, because I'm right.
There's a weird factor there. There just is. Like, for argument's sake, you went out on a... You just say you went out on a date randomly, okay? And then you may have made out in the bar or wherever. You got home. You're like, just made out with a dude. Nothing more to it. And then all of a sudden, your Facebook page has got that on there. Would you not be slightly freaked out by that?
I have no idea. I really don't. It depends on the situation. 21-year-old me, I would have been like, "What a loser." 30-year-old me, no, because I have a different perspective, because I'm an adult. Mm. You know, I don't want to be. I'm not interested in a guy who, God forbid, thinks something nice of you.
Oh, and I don't say that he shouldn't put something nice, but just a brief little Facebook private message. And if she wants to respond to that, she can. I just think that's a lot from someone you've just met in a bar. That's a lot.
That's what he thought, and that's what he felt. And God forbid you put it out there, because you don't want to appear to anything.
He can put it out there, but just put it out there in a private message, not just out there for everyone to see. I think there's a little bit of creep factor in there.
You can read everything that he said. You can see what everybody else is commenting up on our Facebook page. You can join the conversation there. Or, as always, you can tweet us at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.